Freedom and Prosperity Radio is brought to you by Tersham Quids, neither Democrat nor Republican, but simply getting back to the founding principles that made us free and prosperous to begin with. Eminent Domain. Have you heard of it?
Folks, we talk a lot about all kinds of things on Freedom and Prosperity Radio, and since the title of the show is those two things, freedom and prosperity, we focus on a lot of different issues that deal with those. But there's probably nothing that is more of a bigger threat to you as a private property owner in Virginia and the United States than the threat of eminent domain. Now, eminent domain is the power of the government to take your property for public use. They have that power. It also requires that they pay you justly for that property when they do it. Now, there's a story about a lady here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Wanda Beaver. She's a minority businesswoman who runs a child care center for about four dozen single moms in Richmond. Now, the story goes like this. Virginia Department of Transportation, VDOT, that's what we'll call them from now on, took a part of her property for road widening. Now, she was going to pay for, they were going to pay her for the property, $6,800. Now, folks, that's a slap in the face. Wanda Beaver knew it, called a law firm to help her. Long story short is, VDOT sued to take the property. I think I'm right on that. And they're still paying over $150,000 when Wanda Beaver simply wanted $30,000. The case is just blasphemy. I mean, it's a slap in the face of freedom-loving people all over the planet. Well, at least here in Virginia. The attorney, Chuck Lawler, is Waldo and Lyle of Norfolk, Virginia, is a lawyer joining me now to help me get a handle on this. Chuck, am I right on this? Did I mess it up at all? I mean, this is pretty scary stuff if it goes on like this.
Yeah, in a case like this where the state, the highway department's taking it, the public use typically is not contested. It's for a public road, but it ends up being all about money, and you're entitled as a property owner to just compensation, and
sure,
the way we view that is to be made whole, to be put back in the position you were in before your property was taken. And $6,800 really was an insult.
Well, they're taking, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but they're taking 60% of our property.
And it's front at yard, it's at her front yard, and that's, they were, that was a very important part of this property for the children, I can tell you that.
Well, let's go through the scenario here, because when they said $6,800, she simply said, no, you know, it's not worth that, but I'll take $30,000. And then what happened?
And Wanda Beaver is a sharp lady, but a very nice one. But she wants to get what's due her, like any good citizen, taxpaying citizen.
Right.
And she knew that they had the right to take it and knew that, you know, the adage, don't fight City Hall or the state. She figured she did a research and she analyzed it pretty well and said $30,000 is probably, all things considered, I don't want to fight it, $30,000 I'll take. She considered it maybe less than what she was entitled to, but
sure,
that gave the state, in her mind, the incentive to settle for that. They wouldn't offer her anything more than they initially offered.
So they stuck with the $6,800, so it went to court. The jury ended up awarding Wanda Beaver how much?
It was $52,000 plus interest, which is the difference between the offer that was deposited, the $6,800, and the figure they awarded.
So,
and
so the Commonwealth, the Commonwealth lost right there. Virginia Department of Transportation lost right there. They were awarded. They lost the whole thing. Not only did they could have got out of it for $30,000, but the jury awarded her $54,000. But it doesn't end there, does it, Chuck?
No, the VDOT appealed it, which we don't see too many VDOT appeals for good reason. It's a jury. The jury speaks, and most of the time there's no issue to take up on appeal. The statement that the VDOT representative made was there was a very important legal issue that needed to be decided by the Supreme Court. About 12-plus months later, the Supreme Court issued its ruling in about a two-line statement that said, no reversible error.
Two lines. Okay, so VDOT's total bill then for this whole trial, appeal, compensation, was way over 30,000, wasn't it, Chuck?
It exceeded 100,000, as I recall.
That's unbelievable. I mean, if there's anything more embarrassing for the Department of Transportation than this case, I don't think there is one. They could have settled this case for 30,000. Everyone would have been happy, including Wanda, who was losing half her property or parts of it for the road construction. It all could have gone away for 30,000. They spent over 150. That's unbelievable.
And the other point of this is it's just what it does to the average human being, the average citizen, the average taxpaying citizen. It's very, very stressful. And that's why we say, you know, if your government, give the property owner the benefit of the doubt. Don't put them through this process of a jury trial. It's a hard thing to go through. Well, she went through it as well as, actually better than most, but it took its toll on her, like it always does on a property owner.
Well, you know, maybe we're asking too much from government. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, maybe they don't have the ability to think through these things. I mean, maybe that's just too much responsibility in the hands of government. I mean, this just makes...
We've always said that the process needs to be improved. It really does. They should have negotiated with her. We felt that their appraisal was low initially, and they should have negotiated. Quite frankly, if the door would have been open to some negotiation, VDOT could have probably settled it for less than 30.
Is this, please don't tell me this is an ongoing problem. I mean, how often do you see this kind of stuff, Chuck?
When parties aren't represented by good, you know, experienced counsel, attorneys that do eminent domain regularly, it happens many times. I won't tell you the majority of the time. I won't tell you less than the majority, but many times it happens because... And property owners, I would say on that project alone, German School Road, 90% of the front yards that were taken, the people accepted VDOT's first offer, and it was probably less than
what it's worth.
10,000, if not less than six.
I wish there was someone that we could just name on the show that was the overall dirtbag on this process. I suppose there's not someone that we could pinpoint, is there?
Well, I don't want to give any names.
All right, well, go off the air.
He actually went on.
Fox News.
I don't believe it was Fox News. It could have been a Fox affiliate that was there in Richmond. WRVA, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And there's a link, and I think it's still active for the VDOT representative that responded.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the other station that I'm on and with the Lee brothers out there. Yeah, WRVA, and that's WRVA.com, I think, if it's still up there. Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for your time. Good information. A little bit scary, but it's something we need to keep an eye on, isn't it?
Yes, it most definitely is.
All right, that's Chuck
Thanks
Lawler.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. That's Chuck Lawler with Waldo and Lyle Law Firm. And you need to stay aware of this kind of stuff, folks. Eminent domain is serious. That's why we here at Freedom and Prosperity Radio and Tertium Quids have it as a major agenda item on our Freedom and Prosperity agenda.
Stay tuned to Freedom and Prosperity Radio. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsors.